All right, welcome to This and That Podcasting Podcast, or should I say, welcome back, everybody. I'm Alex Bauer here with my best friend, Kyle Dobas. This is season two, episode one. Today is Tuesday, August 12th.
We're back.
Yeah, we're back. We're going to talk about, you know, a little bit about our summer. Our time off away from all this, we're going to get into our entertainment of the week. We'll be, you know, recapping what we thought, how our first season went and what we want to make better for our second season. Got a lot in there. And then obviously going to look forward to this upcoming week and, yeah, go into some fantasy focus. Kyle's got us a little bit of a mock fantasy draft for us to go with, and we're gonna go by his rules and regulations for that, and then get some gambling men in there and bring it on home with Homer Brown like we've always been doing. This
feels good to be back. It feels good to be back.
Oh yeah,
how was your summer, Alex?
It was great. I can't complain about it. I was up in Michigan for a while, you know, just hanging out, doing my stuff with my family, and enjoying myself, and got to go to the Rally House, or what used to be the M Den, and shop around a little bit, get myself some Michigan
swag.
Yeah,
some swag. Traveling, just seeing the world.
Yep.
That is lovely, North Carolina, and some of Michigan.
Oh yeah.
Nah. Yeah, I'm ready for summer to be over. When it's summertime, it's fun for a few weeks, but it also means there's really nothing going on but baseball. So we need some other sports in our life to hit back up.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
All right. So,
talk about some. You want to talk about some off-season review here?
Yeah, talk some off-season review. So, with games that I picked, I'm just giving myself an 0-5 right now, just because I just want to talk about 10 games. Five of them I actually picked, you know, roughly, you know, because obviously you can't really predict the future as far as you want. With these pick games, we're going with the Vegas Golden Knights and Edmonton Oilers way back when. We're just going to go in order from as far as we can and bring it on closer for me. Just going over these 10 games. Vegas Golden Knights beat the Edmonton Oilers 4-3. I picked Vegas to win, apparently, I guess, in this series, but they did not. Unfortunately, the Oilers won the series.
I can't remember.
So I just somewhat, like, I just poked that in there of who I had winning the series, at least. And then my next game was the Yankees Red Sox. I chose that series. This was about a whole month later. Yankees won 9-6. I think this game was really closer than, you know, the score box shows. It seemed to be going back and forth the whole game, and then the Yankees just kind of pulled away there in the last, like, seventh, eighth, ninth inning. Big game to talk about, at least the next two games here. Arkansas Razorbacks kind of take the spotlight here for these next two games. They beat Murray State 3-0. The biggest portion of this game that I just want to highlight is the kid who pitched for them, pitching a no-hitter. He almost pitched the perfect game if he didn't hit a batter. Like, he just hit a batter in the eighth inning.
Worst way to go out.
Yeah. But the coach kept him in all nine innings still, so that he still got a whole nine inning, you know, no hitter. And then the next game right after that was LSU Tigers Arkansas Razorbacks game. It goes 6-5. You know, it was 2 days later. If you asked me, you know, if we were still doing this, I probably would have picked Arkansas to win that game, especially after seeing how the pitcher played against Murray State, because with him having at least a day rest, because I've got the dates sitting right here in front of me too, where Arkansas played Murray State on the 16th, and then this game against LSU was on the 18th. that kid probably could have come back in as like a relief pitcher or a closer if they wanted to, and he could have.
That's hard to do.
It's also very hard to do, but I think I could have seen that happening where, and plus Arkansas was the number one overall team, right? Like it was either them or Vanderbilt. So, but Vanderbilt got knocked out. They weren't even in the College World Series at that point. So, and then the fifth game here being the Detroit Tigers, Cleveland Guardians, recently played there in July. This game went 7-6, 10 innings. It was, you know, bats just went flying there in the 10th inning, really, because the Tigers were tied with them probably, you know, I think it was like 5-5 or 4-4. It wasn't 6-7 going into the 10th inning. It was very low scoring before that 10th inning, and that's when the 10th inning, they just both popped off, and you're just like, all right, who's going to actually pull away here? And then the Tigers just had their, you know, walk-off little, you know, I think it was a double to end the game, so.
A good solid double to win the game. Not as exciting as the homers.
No, not really, but still. Going into the actual top five, which is just five more games, it's still kind of, you know, in order. I got the Florida Panthers, Edmonton Oilers, the 5-4 game. You know, that game was just top tier for your Stanley Cup Finals. Obviously, we couldn't have any more games like that. Obviously, I'm giving player of the game to Brad Marchand with two goals, getting the game winner for the Panthers there. And then you have the Indiana Pacers, Oklahoma City Thunder in their finals. The Pacers beating Oklahoma City Thunder in game one, 111-110. So that game's got the highlight, even though it's the first game of their championship. So I'm just giving that one the shout out. Pascal Siakam, I don't know how to say that last name. I think I butchered it enough to say that he got 19 points and 10 rebounds in that game, so he gets player of the game. Moving on, we got Tigers, LA Angels recently played. This one goes into 10 innings as well. 6-5, giving it to Verling. He had a three-run home run there. I think it was like right in the middle of the game to give them that 6-5 lead, and then they just never looked back. Next game is Toronto Blue Jays, LA Dodgers. Blue Jays beat the Dodgers 5-4. Mariners, Chicago White Sox. This game goes into 11 innings. I'm giving the game to Randy Arozarena. He gets a two RBI hit. So close. And then the interesting game here is the Padres Diamondbacks. This game goes into 11 innings, but the Padres beat the Diamondbacks 10-5. And I'm giving the player of the game to Manny Machado. He gets three hits and two runs. So that's it for me until I get to the honorable mentions. Yeah. But I'm going to let you have your turn there, Kyle.
Yeah, you see, I don't have as good a memory, so I didn't want to go through individual games because I just honestly, I don't remember them as much. I remember a lot of key things.
Yeah.
So I kind of just went to, let's just talk a little bit what we missed since last we talked or last time we had an episode. So obviously we kind of got into a little bit of hockey. I think we were in probably like round three when we stopped. I want to say it was round three.
Yeah, round three.
So yeah, recap it. Florida wins again. And they're kind of set for the next few years. They had some good favorable contracts. They got re-signed in the offseason, too, while we've been gone. So they signed a lot of their big guys to long-term contracts. And so their core team is back for another run for the next probably foreseeable future. So wouldn't be surprised to see Florida be talked about a lot this coming year. What else did we miss? I think we were in the heat of college baseball playoffs also. I think we were like in a regionals when we got kicked off.
Yep.
I think it was regionals where we were. So yeah, Super Regionals came, World Series came, LSU wins it. That was one of my predictors. I always thought LSU had one of the best teams, and they could win. I think my final projection, I think I had Texas winning it all, but LSU was up there with me. It was fun. I do remember those games a little bit, even though my memory's again foggy with all these games. I just remember it because of Coastal being in there, which was really cool to see Coastal in that big stage and make it to the finals like they did. So hats off to Coastal making it there, but obviously LSU is just a powerhouse, and they win the College vs. World Series since we've last let off. Don't have much to talk about with basketball. Thunder wins. That was a good win. I mean, I do know the finals was two teams that haven't won it, right?
Yep.
So
haven't won it. Yeah. So, yeah, it was good.
So, it was a win-win for basketball right there. Yeah. It didn't matter who won. Somebody's going to get their first championship, which is cool. And OKC was the number one team going into the playoffs anyways, weren't they? So, it was just basically won it all the way. Yeah, so best team won it. It's good for them. Good for basketball again. It's nice.
I think
change
the Pacers
pace,
were like two or three from the East, honestly. I think the Celtics were like your top seed from the East.
But it was just, I mean, it was good for overall basketball. You also had Detroit in the playoffs, so that was cool. But it was just good to see like a little bit different teams in the finals and a whole, I mean, obviously, a team that has never won it before wins it all, which is awesome. And other than that, I think we left off on MLB. It was probably only like 4 weeks in, 5 weeks in?
Yeah, it was about
or so.
Two, yeah, 4 weeks in.
So we missed a lot of baseball. It's been fun this year. I mean, you've loved it.
Oh, yeah.
You loved the first half like I did.
Yeah, the first half
but
was
I can't
awesome.
Complain. I mean, I won't get into that with Homeward Bound, but it was just like a couple of our teams that we like started out really good, and then since the All-Star break, it's been not so fun to watch.
No.
But you've had some cool surprises, like Chicago Cubs wasn't expected to be that great this year, and they're right in there with a race for their division. The Cincinnati Reds have been crazy good this year, so baseball's been pretty fun. It's almost like how with NBA, you have a little bit more parity now, so you have a little bit more teams, not just the Yankees, not just the Dodgers, not just the Braves. Like, Braves suck this year, which weirdly they suck this year, but it's like you have a little more of these teams that just were never really good the past 2-3 years, and they're good now. So it's pretty fun to watch that in sports. I mean, other than that, we just missed some transfer portal stuff for basketball, some football transfer portal stuff, recruiting in football. But again, it's nice to have our little break right there in the summer because we don't miss too much, just a little bit of the end of some of these championships. So, yeah, that's basically all I got with my offseason reviews. We haven't missed too much.
No, we didn't. And at least with how I've got this new second season going, we're not going to miss as much at the end of this season going into season 3 because it looks like we're going to take more or less like 10 weeks off because we both go on vacation. We don't need to be doing this over and over and over again.
Yeah, it's nice to get a little break unless for some reason we get like a million viewers, then all of a sudden we got to start making episodes every day. But that's nowhere near to be expected. So, yeah, it's nice to have a little break like a school break.
Yeah.
A little summer break for us.
A little summer break. And then I've got an upset prediction already. Or at least, honorable mention. Sorry. Honorable mention. To the Houston Astros Boston Red Sox game going 7-6. Giving the game to Ramon Urias getting 3 hits and 2 RBIs. And then I've got a gut reaction, right, Kyle? We are so back.
Yeah, we are back.
We are back.
That's a good gut reaction.
That's a great gut reaction. Yeah. And so for our entertainment,
we're back on a Tuesday, which for everyone listening, if there's people out there, we're going to be doing them on Mondays, Monday.
We're going to be trying.
This is just a little hitch.
If we can't do a Monday, we're going to find another day in the week, and we will update you. Don't worry.
Yeah.
As long as you pay attention to the KXVM social media tag with Instagram, we will keep you updated if we do not go live on a Monday from here on out. Usually with that tag, I will try and get us our highlights, our best, clips from each episode that I can do with YouTube. I'm going to be trying to do my best with that and, try and get us a little bit of, airtime on there and let y'all see what actually happens and, get a good clip from hopefully this episode, which I'm sure I'll probably find at least one or two.
I'm sure we will.
So with our entertainment, obviously, we're going to review our season one. I feel like we did a good job. I'm like, obviously, right now I'm looking at a rating. I've got it rated 7.5 out of 10 because obviously we could do better. We've obviously talked it over of how we can do better, especially with a few segments, you know, in our podcast and how we can, you know, deliver this in a better way. And obviously it seems like we're on the right track, at least today.
Hey, so. I feel like it could only get better. I mean, we're talking about two guys that have no idea how any of this crap worked, and we were just doing it for fun. And I feel like we did a pretty good job for the first season, honestly.
Yeah. All right.
I mean, granted, we talked about our off live, but we might have some interviews here and there, maybe later in the season. But we might throw a couple curveballs in left and right. But yeah, so far I think we kind of have a good game plan for season 2 to start.
Yeah. To be determined for everything.
TBD, TBD.
Yeah. All right. Now, upcoming week, one thing that we've both been looking forward to trying to get to this portion of our podcast. All right. So, top 5 games to watch. We kind of agree on, it seems like 4 of them. Kyle, I believe. I'll let you go ahead and start with your top 5 because, like I said, I agree with at least 4 of them right now. So,
yep. So with my top 5, I have a couple that they're not necessarily might not be good games per se for baseball, but it's more of the importance of the games themselves. Yeah. So my first one is the Yankees and the Twins series right now. So Yankees took game 1, and I think it's a 4-game. It's either a 3 or 4-game series, but Yankees have been struggling tremendously since the All-Star break, and they just ain't seem to get it together. And I feel like with this kind of series, Minnesota is near the bottom of the standings. They have to almost get a sweep out of this. They can get a sweep out of this, get some momentum going to maybe propel them down the line for the end of the – basically an end run of the season. But they've got to do something, and I feel like this is a series that's very important, so that's why – I mean, it could be all terrible games. But if the Yankees sweep it, it was why I put it on there, kind of like a jump start into their season. And to make things short, my second series is the Detroit Tigers and the Chicago White Sox, which is for the exact same reason. Tigers aren't struggling as much as the Yankees, but they definitely are. They were, you followed them tremendously.
Yeah, they went on an 8-game losing streak before they won again. And then they went on another like 4 or 5-game losing streak. Yeah, so like, they've been in the slumps a little bit.
Before the All-Star break, I mean, you might know, they were, I think, like 15 games up or something like that in their division.
Yep.
And they're only like 6.5 up right now. Like, that shows how bad that stretch has been for them. It's like around 6, 7, 8, somewhere in there, but that's how bad of a stretch it's been for them. So, again, same reasons. Like, they're playing the White Sox. It is the worst team in baseball, nationally or Americanly. It's the worst team. They have to, like I said, they almost need to get a sweep here to just keep it going. They are a little bit. They've definitely doing better than the Yankees right now because I think they're like 5-5 in their last 10. But this is a good series that it's almost like a must-need series to keep propelling them. They're not as in trouble as the Yankees. Yankees need the sweep for sure. At least the Tigers just take the series.
Yeah,
and they would work out for them. My third one, I have the Battle of LA, which is going on right now. So it's Dodgers and Angels. I always like to put them in, even though Angels have had a little bit better season. They took game 1 yesterday, and I think they still have 2 more games left, but it's always fun to watch these games. It's Battle of LA. Angels a little bit better. You'd always like to see the upset, but I think the Dodgers are another team. Dodgers had high expectations this year, and they've kind of struggled a little bit as of late, and like they keep getting into these little stretches. So, especially if now they get basically either swept or they lose the series to the Dodgers, or they lose the series to the Angels, then, yeah, it's not going to look good for the Dodgers because Padres are right on their tail. So I have them as my third series. That's a good one to watch right now for this week. And then we'll switch over to some preseason football, which I don't really like to talk about as much because it's just – that's fun if you like to watch your team or your college team's players play because they're never going to play. But
I mean, you get to see, like, the backups. You get some. Or, you know, sometimes
your favorite players in college.
Yeah, yeah. Or sometimes you get the guy that's trying to play for that, you know, starting position.
You actually have a good competition with them.
Yeah.
So in that reason, I chose Tennessee versus Atlanta. I think it's tomorrow?
Friday.
Friday, that one's Friday. So Tennessee, Atlanta's Friday. And because of Atlanta's first game they played, they didn't play Michael Penix Jr. or Kirk Cousins. And their backup, their third string, Easton Stick, I think is his name.
Yep.
He had an unbelievable game. So I think it kind of like threw a wrench in their plan of, let's save these two. We'll just throw in the third stringer because we'll probably have to cut him later. And then all of a sudden he balls out. It's like, well, crap, what do we do now? So I feel like the Falcons kind of have to play Penix and Cousins, one or the other, or both. And it'll be fun to see them play because I would love to see the Penix and Cam Ward for Tennessee play. So you get the two young guys playing, get some experience in, see how they kind of look with live action, even though it is preseason, you might have some backups in there. But it'll be fun to watch them play. So that's one of my more favorite games of like this preseason week two.
Yeah.
Because it's basically two top quarterbacks that we haven't really seen a lot of get to play against each other.
Especially for a preseason game. You don't really get to see that much at all.
Yeah. No, you usually don't, especially, yeah, you just don't really see that very often. So it's cool you're going to see pretty much two possible starter quarterbacks, young ones, playing right now before the season starts. So it's pretty cool. It's not really a game. It's basically all of Saturday's slates of football because it's a lot of games. I think it's like 9 games for Saturday for the preseason. Yeah. There's a lot of interesting ones in there. It's more of, I'm going to definitely be following like a lot of our Michigan guys. Like I want to see Mason Graham because he didn't play preseason week one. He might play two. Get to watch him some. You can get to watch Blake Corum again. Get to watch JJ again. Like you get a lot of these younger guys playing. And I feel like with preseason week two, that's when you kind of start seeing a little bit more of the starters, actual starters play for a series or two. So it's almost like it's like a tease for the season. It's like this is your first glimpse of the regular season for the first couple series. So I might watch like a half or two of each game just to watch the starters come in. So, yeah, I mean, those are kind of like my upcoming game picks, like what to watch for and what I'm looking forward to. My pick-ems, again, two of them I can't really pick, but I don't like picking preseason. So the baseball ones, I have the Yankees, the Tigers, and the Dodgers. Just taking them to get on the right track. So those are my picks. Tennessee, Atlanta, we'll just say I think Atlanta is going to win just because I think they're going to have more starting caliber quarterbacks be playing. So you could have Penix, Cousins, and the backup, the third stringer that did really well the first game. So I think they're going to have better overall quarterback play. So I'd pick Atlanta. I can't really pick Saturday football. I don't want to go through 9 games with us right here. So yeah, we'll just leave that one.
You don't have to. Saturday wins on Saturday night football.
I don't want to go through that one.
The day itself wins.
The day wins. I just automatically see. I'm cheating our upcoming record or upcoming game records. I just automatically get one.
That's okay. We'll cross that bridge a little bit later. It'll be fine.
We'll allow it.
Like I said, I agree with you on 4 of those games. The Yankees, Minnesota Twins series, Dodgers, Angels series. And Tigers White Sox series, I like every point that you've made, especially with how the Yankees need to turn things around, and then the Dodgers need to keep themselves at the precipice of being one of the better teams, at least in the NL, and playing and even anybody from the American League, especially your own rival team within your city, you need to win. At least the series, if not sweep, like you can't really lose a series.
You get some momentum going.
Yeah, and that I feel like that's kind of how the Tigers have started to build now. At least watching them the past few games. Like obviously, I was up there for Michigan. Like I said, this past week, that's all we were doing was watching the Tigers play on TV.
That's the only sports going on right now, so you have to.
Yeah, and so, yeah, it seemed like they were building some good momentum and some good wins while we were up there. Tennessee Titans, Atlanta Falcons. I totally agree with you, seeing some two young studs actually getting to play, even though they're technically backups, but they could be starters, like, on a drop of a dime. Getting to see that, especially for a preseason game, will be exciting to watch. And then my 5th game, I've actually got the Chicago Cubs and the Toronto Blue Jays series. I think this will be a good series. like you said, the Chicago Cubs are an upcoming team that we did not see being this good at the beginning of the season, or like anywhere near this good. So with them playing the number one team in the American League right now, the Toronto Blue Jays, like, it's going to be a tough series for the Cubs. But if they can, you know, squeak out a win, or maybe even win two games to win the series, they could find themselves in a good position for the National League. So I feel like that's, you know,
that's true.
It will be, you know, just a good battle for both teams in my mind. So, and I agree with you on your picks. I've got Yankees, Dodgers, Tigers, and then the Falcons to win their preseason game. And then obviously I'm going to pick Toronto. I'm going to just be smart with it and pick Toronto to win for that one. And then I've got an upset prediction there, Kyle. Rockies over the Cardinals one more time. I think they're going to win this series. They've already won one game. The Rockies seem to have somehow figured things out and started to have, like, accumulate some wins since the beginning of the series. And they're not really looking like, you know, the bottom of the barrel type of team. Obviously, the White Sox have found themselves in that position now. So hopefully the Rockies can keep things rolling.
That'd definitely be interesting. That'd be pretty cool if you could pull that one off. That's a steep climb, or that's a steep pick right there.
Yeah, I mean that's why it's the upset prediction of the week for me. So I gotta pick somebody, and it's gonna be baseball. So guess who's gonna be them? All right.
Yeah, that's fair.
Oh, wrong song.
Oh, shoot. Season 2 hiccups.
There we go. The mock draft.
It is mock draft.
It is mock draft time. All right, so I've got a wheel. Let's see here. I'm just going to enter picks. We're going to do 1 through 10. Do. 2, 3. 4, 5, 6, 7. Sorry for the delay, folks. I know I got y'all excited with that song. You're just like, whoa, where did that come from?
Tilly's over here whining. She was ready for the mock draft.
So hyped for her. All right. So I've got a...
got a wheel spin.
Wheel spin here. So I've got picks 1 through 10. I'm going to let Kyle go first, and I'm going to spin this wheel.
Spin it. So people, for what we're doing, we're going to have two teams basically picking, and we're going to pick 4 rounds. Pick
so,
nine.
So
what?
you get the ninth pick.
All right. That's my first one.
So that's going to be one team. And here goes me. I'm pick 7. All right, so how I got to do that? I got to go claim. 7. Pick 7. Oh, my goodness.
Claim pick 7.
Yep, go to draft. 987. All right. So Kyle's hopefully earlier pick.
Hopefully earlier. I'll probably get 10 here. He got number 10.
He got number 10. So he's got 9 and 10.
Nice. Alex will get 8, so we'll just have 7, 8, 9, 10 to begin this draft.
6.
6. So 6, 7, 9, 10.
6, 7, and then 9 and 10.
All right, so... Now, when we start this, how we're going to do it, we're only going to do 4 rounds. So we're going to do this mock draft, this same mock draft. After the 4th round, we'll stop. And then next week's episode, we'll do 5, 6, 7, 8. Then the third weeks will be 9, 10, 11, 12, and we'll just end it there because 13, 14, 15 picks is your kickers, defense, and a random player. So easy enough, right?
Yeah. It's only letting me claim one pick, though.
No, you can only claim one. Remember I said, well, what I'll do is I'll set – so you just tell me who you want, and I'll put them in for that pick.
Oh, I got you.
Okay. So are you, if you're going to do seven – so you'll have six. And so when it comes to six, I'll put the player in for you.
I'll claim six.
Or seven,
and I'll let you
whichever
do
one
seven.
You're not claimed.
Yeah, I'll claim six then. Claim the earlier one. That way I'm ready for seven. All right. I'm ready
to go. Here we go. Let's see how this works. All right, so
this is rough
pick.
Draft, guys.
We'll set to auto. Yep. So the first pick, auto, chose Jahmyr Gibbs. The second pick, Saquon Barkley. We got a bunch of running backs going first here. Third pick, Ja'Marr Chase. He's got to go quick with this. It's going very fast. Fourth pick, Bijan Mustard Robinson. And the fifth pick goes to Jay Jefferson. Right. Now Alex is finally on the clock for his first pick. So what route do you think you're going? Oh, he's going Derrick Henry.
I'm going
right away.
Derrick Henry right away. I'm picking that guy. And then for the next one, I'm going to go with Puka. Give me Puka.
You want Puka?
Puka.
Puka. Puka's in for Alex. So your first two picks, Derrick Henry and Puka.
Yep.
And pick eight will be CeeDee Lamb. Now, I'm on the clock with my two picks. Here we go. I get back to back. I'm going with this guy because I think he's going to have. Man, I got the next four picks. Holy crap.
I have the next four picks.
All right. I'm taking for my first pick on this team, Christian McCaffrey. I think he's having a comeback season. He's fully healthy. And now with my team two, the 10th pick, we're going to go with a wide receiver, Alex's favorite, the sun god himself, Amon-Ra St. Brown.
Ooh.
So first round recap, we have no tight ends, no quarterbacks, thankfully. We got so our order was Jahmyr Gibbs, one, Saquon Barkley, two, Ja'Marr Chase, three, Bijan 4, Jay Jettis 5, Derrick Henry 6, Puka 7, CD 8, Chris McCaffrey 9, St. Brown 10. Anything stand out to you in that first round?
I would say no, not really. It seems pretty straightforward to me. Like, there's same amount of running backs and wide receivers, it seems like. You have... Yeah, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 running backs and 5 wide receivers, like something that I would expect to see in the first round.
The only thing I might change, if I had to put anything, otherwise it looks good. I probably would have swapped almost Ja'Marr Chase. Oh, shoot, I forgot to do the timer. Hold on. Pause draft. Holy crap. The only thing I would have changed was probably switching Ja'Marr Chase and Jahmyr Gibbs. And you can almost swap Jahmyr Gibbs with Saquon. So, like, you could take Saquon or Jahmyr, either one first.
Yeah.
But I almost feel Ja'Marr could easily take the number one overall pick. So I wouldn't be,
like,
I wouldn't
honestly,
be
those
like, upset or crazy if I saw Ja'Marr Chase go one.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised to see any of those three players go one. I'm kind of surprised to how far Derrick Henry fell to me. I think it's the age.
Everybody just gets worried with him, but he's a freak. He just always does it.
Yeah. And then, yeah.
Yeah, I kind of like it. I mean, I feel like it just really depends on how you want to draft your team. If you're going to go like an RB1 and then wide receivers the rest of the way, it really just depends. I'm more of a I'll take who I like when he's there type guy, unless I'm just like way too loaded with running backs, but. Nah, I think it looks pretty good. So I guess we'll go right into
round two.
Since team two, I drafted Amon-Ra. I would like to get a running back. See, but I don't think I should draft Eshin Gentry here. That's too early for me right now. I'm too nervous on that. Go wide receiver heavy for the first two. We'll see. We'll go with zero RB with this team 10, and we'll see how he does. So zero RB strategy here. And if I'm going to do that, I think I'd go with our boy.
Yeah?
I'm going to go with Nico. Going Nico. Nico Collins.
Okay.
So that team has Amon-Ra and Nico. And now to my team that I drafted, Christian McCaffrey. I had a wide receiver, or I had a running back first, so I really don't like drafting two RBs unless it's someone I really like. So I think right here, man, I always get nervous with sophomore wide receivers too. I don't like the Giants quarterback situation, although they got Russ. It could be interesting. I do like Brian Thomas. I do like AJ Brown.
Or it could be
it's tough.
Jameson.
Yeah, go with Jameson.
Jameson.
Man. Jameson, not Jameson. I feel like this is a real draft. I don't know what to do.
I don't know what to do.
I did like Brian Thomas more than I liked Malik Nabers. So I think I'm just going to stick it out and go with Brian Thomas.
There you go.
And now we have the two autos. Before it gets to Alex. Oh, no, Alex is 7, right?
Yeah, I'm 7.
So you had Puka, your first one.
Yeah,
so the next pick is Ashton.
Ashton Jeanty.
There you go. Then Ashton Jeanty. Right. So now Alex is on the clock for his next two picks. This team is the one that drafted Puka first.
Yep. I'm going to go with your strategy of no running backs yet.
Go zero RB style.
Going to go with AJ Brown with this team.
I like that. I was kind of conflicted to take AJ there too. Oh, you want AJ. Okay. AJ Brown locked in.
Yep.
And now Alex's team that drafted Derrick Henry first is on the clock.
Surprise pick.
Ooh, he's taking the quarterback.
Gonna take a quarterback. Gonna go with Derrick Henry's quarterback.
Man, and you chose Lamar.
And yeah,
because I know why he's doing it. I know why he's doing it because that's what he did last year.
It's just a dynamic duo picks. All right, we got Malik Nabers then Brock Bowers filling in right after that. Devon Achane.
The Brock Bauer one's is surprising that early.
Josh Jacobs. All right,
so there's the first. So
Bucky Irving.
Yep. And Bucky Irving. I like Bucky. So there's our second round. So team one with the first pick now has Jahmyr Gibbs and Bucky Irving. They're just going running backs now. They're just going off the board too early. That's a good running back combo. That's two young running backs. Team two took Barkley and then Jacobs. Too good. I like those. Team three took Jamar Chase and Devon Achane. I like that. Team four has Bijan and Brock Bowers. It's interesting. I think that's too early for a tight end, in my opinion. Yeah. Bowers is a beast,
especially for Bowers. I mean,
that's so early,
and
that's
honestly,
just so early. I
for
could,
me, I'm kind of conflicted because he might have a sophomore slump. Like
he
I
could, and because you're also playing for Oakland. You're also playing for Oakland. You don't know.
Well, Las Vegas, but yeah, but they do have Pete Carroll coming in
Raiders
to
play for the Raiders.
Like a whole new coaching system too, with Pete Carroll coming in, and like you just don't know.
Oh, shit, I forgot to pause it again. Hold on. Oh, they took Josh Allen for the next pick, but we'll get into that after. I think it's just too early for a tight end there. Like, I could reasonably see picking, like, him or, like, Trey McBride, maybe, like, the late third, early fourth, or just in your fourth round. Those are the only two tight ends that I look like, if they're there in this round, I would draft them if it gets to me. And for me, that's like Trey McBride and Brock Bowers are like my fourth rounder. If they're there in the fourth round, I'm going to take them if it gets to me. Not earlier. There's too much value on there to take Brock Bowers over. I mean, look at the guys that went after him. You have Devon Achane, Josh Jacobs, Bucky Irving. Those are all good running backs. Even going to start the third round, you have Josh Allen. I would have taken Josh Allen there over there because I think Josh Allen's he's the running or reigning MVP. So. Yeah, that's going to be an interesting one. I'm kind of curious after these next 3 weeks to see how that team lines up. And then team five, we got Justin Jefferson and Malik Nabers. I like it. So they're doing the opposite. They're going like us with the zero RB on that one, it looks like. Then Abel's first team is the combo of Lamar and Derrick Henry, just like in real life fantasy. And then his team seven. Are you going to draft the wide receiver later in the?
No.
Also, no, not this year.
I've learned my lesson. Two players max. That's it.
Too many.
Two players max.
Alex's team seven. I like that. I do like your team seven. Your zero RB look there with Puka and AJ. That's two solid wide receiver ones. Team eight with CD and Ashton. I like CD. I think he has a bounce back season. You know, he had a good season last year. I think he should have a big season this year still, even with Dak now healthy. Oh, Ashton's a question mark. I love who he is, and I love him as a player. I just don't like the Raiders, so we'll see. Mine with the RB wide receiver combo, I had McCaffrey and Brian Thomas. I would have taken Nico there, but he wasn't there because I took him earlier. And I was conflicted on A.J. Brown. So that team's going to really depend on how well Brian Thomas does to be a decent team. And then rounding it out, my other team was the zero RB with St. Brown and Nico. I like that combo with wide receivers. So overall, not too bad in this round. I think Lamar's a little early, even though I know why you wanted him. You wanted to get the combo in, so that's fair.
Yeah.
If you didn't have Derrick Henry your first round, your first pick, I would have been like, that's way too early for Lamar right there. Yeah, but it does give you the combo early.
I probably would not have gone for Lamar if I didn't get Derrick. I probably would have done
and that's fair.
Different.
Yeah, because I feel like Lamar and Josh are more of the third rounders right now. So, yeah, and let's just get right back into it. So the third round, here we go. We got Josh Allen next, then Kyren Williams. Man, this dude is taking all the freaking running backs. Kyren Williams, some Ladd McConkey's next.
McConkey.
Team four with Jonathan Taylor. They don't want to get a receiver. They're going zero wide receiver. This guy's going straight. And then we're back. So Drake London goes there, and then right back to Alex with his third pick. He's taking Scary Terry. Even with contract disputes, he's taking Scary Terry.
Scary Terry.
And now Alex on the clock with his zero RB.
Oh, boy. Let's go with... Oh, yeah. The quarterback for Scary Terry. Jaden Daniels.
You won Jaden. Nice.
I want Jaden.
Jaden Daniels in team eight with the auto pick. Let's see what they get. And they get Trey McBride. Dang it. I was going to take him right there. I was getting close to taking him in the fourth. It was coming. All right. So now it's on mine. So this is my team with the running back wide receiver combo. So I could take another one if I wanted. Do I do it?
Yes.
Ah, man, I want to so bad, and I think he could have that bounce back year. I think it's worth the risk. I think it's at this point in the third round, we're going with the cheetah.
Tyreek Hill.
That could be a steal. See, that could be a steal in that spot if he stays healthy, Tua stays healthy. That's a steal. And now to the zero RB team. Let's see, what are we going here? Man, I like Chase Brown, but I can't do it. Zero RB. See, and there's no tight ends right here I would take. I wouldn't really go after a quarterback. Maybe. Well, I mean, I got the next two with this team. So, you know what I'll do in this situation? I'm going to do this right here. We're going to take T. Higgins on this team and pause the draft to go over it. All right, so third round's done. So we got three quarterbacks off the board. So team one's looking with Jahmyr Gibbs, Bucky Irving, and Josh Allen. It's not bad.
Nope, not at all.
Team two with Saquon, Josh Jacobs, Kyren Williams. They're just going all running backs. They are going zero wide receivers. I'm going to be curious to see that team at the end.
Yeah.
We have a few guys like that in our league where they hoard all the running backs and then expect someone to trade with them, but then don't reasonably take any trade. So
nope.
Don't be that guy in your fantasy league.
Don't be that guy.
Team three, we got Ja'Marr Chase, Devon Achane, and Ladd McConkey. Ladd McConkey, I feel like, is a little early. I do like him, but, man, I don't know if I would take him in the third round. I mean, like, would you take Ladd McConkey over Tyreek Hill, T. Higgins, no. Scary
I mean,
Terry,
he Drake played pretty like well last season. I think more he or less he's more of a fourth round, fifth round pick in my mind.
That's the way like I see him too. Like, I feel like third round. So that's all.
When he was playing good was later in the season when he finally got things together. Yeah, so I mean,
and he's got a good quarterback. So there's no reason why he can't do the same thing. So yeah, I mean, he could end up being easily worth a third round pick. It's just hard to risk that early, but
yeah.
I guess we'll see. Team four, we got Bijan with the combo of Bijan and Jonathan Taylor, and then Brock Bowers the tight end. It's actually not too bad to start out with. They just feel like they got to start going wide receiver heavy in that one here. Team five with another, I mean, we got 3-0 wide receiver teams, or 0-RB teams here. This one's Justin Jefferson, Malik Nabers, and Drake London. I like that lineup right so far. And then Alex with his first team with the Derrick Henry, Lamar combo, and he's got Scary Terry as his next wide receiver. We got Alex's second team with the 0-RB. Risk it with Scary.
Risking it with Scary Terry.
Alex's 0-RB team with Puka Nacua, A.J. Brown, and Jaden Daniels. I like that team. I feel like if Jaden doesn't have the sophomore slump, that could be a really good-looking team right there.
I feel like he's not going to really have it. Like, if he has the sophomore slump, it's going to come at the right time for them where they had the season like they did, you know, last season where, you know, they had that dip, like, you know, right at the middle of the season where normally if you have that dip and you come back and you play really well at the end of the season to get yourself into that playoff push. I feel like that's where Jaden's going to have – his, you know, slump.
Yeah, that
I don't think he's gonna have it anywhere else.
That makes sense.
And, if in my mind, so
no, and I agree with you because I feel like a lot of the sophomore slump quarterbacks are always just the pocket passers, and Jaden Daniels uses his legs more than anything. So
yeah,
the legs will always be there. You don't need a slump to be able to run with the ball. So I think you're right. I think he could easily just escape that sophomore slump this year and just keep progressing his career. Team eight, we got CeeDee Lamb, Ashton Jeanty, Trey McBride. That's interesting. I mean, just one of each so far. My picks for my team one, I had McCaffrey first, Brian Thomas next, and Tyreek Hill. So it really comes down to if Hill's worth it or not. If he is, it could be a steal there. And then my 0-RB team is Amon-Ra St. Brown, Nico Collins, and T. Higgins. So far, that's one of my favorite ones. I do like that out of all the mock drafts I've done so far. And we'll begin with the next pick. And like I said, so the fourth round, this is why I picked T. Higgins over like Jackson Smith and Garrett Wilson is because I wanted to – I doubt he comes back to me in this spot, so I'm going to take him here. He's going to match up with Joe Burrow. So I got Joe Burrow in there with T. Higgins. Still with that 0-RB on that team. Yep. And then my other pick on this guy will be I got two wide receivers and a running back. I guess I'll take a running back here again. And I'm going to go with a running back on a good team. So we're going with Chase Brown. I like him. He's young. He's good. I'm excited to watch him for the next couple years here with that like high-powered offense. And then we got an auto pick for this guy. Let's see who he takes. James Cook. Nice. I do like that pick. And then on to Alex's team seven.
All right.
This is his Puka, A.J. Brown, and Jaden Daniels team.
Oof. This is tough. This is tough. I think I'm going to go with... because I don't want to keep going without him. Give me Montgomery. I'm giving in. I'm
gonna take old Mounty.
I am giving in.
Man, that's a reach down there that far.
I know, but I need a running back at this point.
You need one. Oh man, you gave up on the 0-RB already.
Well, that's the thing. It's like I can only go so far without a running back. Like
I know.
I can't see myself going to the fifth round without a running back. Like I just can't do it ever. Like
They're fun to do them, but it's I understand. They're hard to do.
Yeah.
It's fun, but it's hard to not do it.
All right, and then I'm going with
the wide receiver. All right, and now Alex is on the clock with his.
For my other team.
He's going two wide quarterback.
Going two
wide.
This
is Derrick Henry, Lamar Jackson, Scary Terry, and his pick is Jackson Smith. Solid team right there so far. All right, now we got the auto picks for the rest. This guy, is he going to go zero RB still? No, he takes Breece Hall. Is he going to go zero wide receiver? No.
Mike Evans. There goes Mike.
There goes Big Mike. There goes Garrett Wilson for team three. Team two with only running backs on the team. They're going with Marvin Harrison Jr., their first wide receiver.
Wow.
And team one's going to go with another running back. So there's a team with no wide receivers, which we'll pause the draft now. So it's looking like my zero RB team is the only team without a running back. I don't like this so far because there's six running backs taken within the first two teams.
Yep.
In four rounds. That's crazy.
This is preposterous. How does this happen?
I might have to abandon that here soon. Let me look and see who's still available here for later rounds. We still got DeAndre Swift. Take some risk on some rookies later. Tyrone Tracy, I really like. You could take a risk on Travis Etienne. Some Charbonnet action.
Some Charbonnet.
J.K. Dobbins. There's some young ones in there that you could take risks on. But that's the whole point of doing a zero RB. You're taking a risk on low wide receivers, but you're capitalizing on high wide receiver ones, quarterbacks, and tight ends. Yeah. So, all right, there's the first episode of the mock draft. So we'll go through them real quick. So team one had their first pick, Jahmyr Gibbs. Their second pick was Bucky Irving. Their third pick was Josh Allen. And their next pick, or their fourth pick, was Omarion Hampton, who I really like. He's my favorite rookie running back out of all of them so far.
Yeah.
Not a bad team. A little running back heavy. I feel like they definitely probably should have taken a wide receiver here, especially in this how this league is set up. On this mock draft, it's a three wide receiver league, so you kind of want to take wide receivers and those type of again, it's really like format is how you kind of need to how you adjust your draft. Like if you're in a three wide receiver, a three wide receiver league, you better draft some wide receivers in that first two rounds. If it's just like ours, I think this one is a two running back, three wide receiver, two flex. So this is a type of league. If you want to risk it with a zero RB, you can because you only have to put in two running backs. That's it.
Yep.
And you can load your team with wide receivers and put them in everywhere. So I think it's a little risky with only running backs, but we'll see. Team two, I do like team twos. Saquon, Josh Jacobs, Kyren Williams, Marvin Harrison. So they got three really good running backs and hopefully a bounce-back wide receiver. He had a decent rookie year, Marvin Harrison did, so I'd like to see him take that next step for the next year. Team three, we have Jamar Chase, and then Devon Achane, then Ladd McConkey, then Garrett Wilson. So I like their first two picks. I like Ladd, but again, I like him in the fourth round more. I love Garrett Wilson. They just don't have any quarterback again, so I don't – that's one I would have stayed away from this year. I would stay away from Garrett Wilson.
Yeah,
it's just Justin Fields again. It's like, I don't know. He makes me nervous. Fourth round, way too early for me on him. Team four, we got Bijan, then Brock Bowers, Jonathan Taylor, and Mike Evans. Not a bad team. Not a bad team. Mike Evans will get you your...
So far.
Mike Evans will get you 1,000 yards and 8-9 touchdowns, so it's not bad. You could two good running backs, so they could easily finish. Those are two running backs that could easily finish as the best running backs in the league, so you can't be mad at that. Team five, we got Justin Jefferson, Malik Nabers, Drake London, and Breece Hall. That might be one of my favorite teams so far. I do like that auto pick team. Really good wide receivers and somewhat young, so and a good running back. And then we got Alex's first team. He got the Derrick Henry, Lamar Jackson combo. Then you got Scary Terry and JSN, some Jackson Smith and Jigba. I do like that. I like the young speed wide receivers. And then you got the dynamic duo of fantasy points and Derrick Henry and Lamar Jackson. So guaranteed to get you about at least 40 points between running back and quarterback there. And then we go to Alex's other team. He started with the zero RB strategy. So he had Puka Nacua, A.J. Brown, Jaden Daniels, and Dave Montgomery. I do like that. Dave Montgomery a little early, but I know you love Dave Montgomery, so there's a reason why you take him.
I know he was early, but you know, I'm just leaning into my Detroit. I was like, I give up. Yep, I gotta take him. I was like, I need a running back. He was there, available. I mean, yeah, it's a little early to take David Montgomery in the fourth round, but still, like, if you're sitting there and you're wanting a running back, I think he's a good person to take, you know, at the end of the day.
No, I agree. He'll get you your touchdowns. He's a big goal lineback, so.
Yeah.
And then we got teammate. We got CeeDee, Ashton Jeanty, Trey McBride, and James Cook. I feel like it's just like an average team. You got a really good superstar with CeeDee. Trey McBride's going to be probably tied into like every year. So that's a good average team. I could see them finish so far middle of the pack on that team. My first team, I had Christian McCaffrey, Brian Thomas, Tyreek Hill, and Chase Brown. I feel like this team really depends on if Christian McCaffrey is back to somewhat of himself, and same with Tyreek Hill. So it's kind of a risky team right there. And then my team 10 with St. Brown, Nico Collins, T. Higgins, and Joe Burrow. So out of my two teams, I really like my zero RB team so far. We'll see how that goes when I actually have to take a running back in the next few weeks.
Yeah.
Which one's your favorite of your teams?
Out of my two teams, I'm actually liking my team 7 more than my team 6.
I kind of do too. I say minus the Montgomery, but I do like Montgomery. I do like that team 7. The team 7's looking good.
Yeah, I'm kind of liking how I did that strategy with team 7 rather than the team 6. Like just where.
Yeah, and
I've got one from different teams than, you know.
And again, it all comes down to, you have to kind of like see how the draft is unfolding. Like, I love taking the zero RB strategy at least for the first two picks.
Yeah.
But like in this situation, I probably, instead of T. Higgins, I probably should have taken like Jonathan Taylor, Kyren Williams, honestly. But, or no, they would have been like Chase Brown, right? Yeah, it would have been like Chase Brown or James Cook, which I would have been happy.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have taken Chase Brown if I was taking Joe Burrow. I see, like, in this situation, I probably should take a running back, because if you look at your draft, it's like, man, that's already a lot of running backs drafted before the fifth round. So I don't know how that's going to turn out with my end of the running backs. But, like, if you get into your draft and you want to do the zero RB strategy, just keep track of how many running backs are taken before you, like, okay, I might need to take one here. But, yeah, I think overall It was an interesting draft. We had a bunch of different styles of drafts, it looks like, even with the auto picks. It was an
interesting first four rounds, for sure.
Yeah. And then, so next week we'll start with rounds 5, 6, 7, and 8. And then the next week will be 9, 10, 11, 12.
Let's do it to where next week we can do, since we only got 3 weeks of this, let's go to 10 next week. That way we got 5 to 10. Yeah, 5 to 10. That way we cover at least 6 more, and then we only have 5 more
rounds
to go for our third episode before everything kicks off.
That's fair. And for our 14th and 15th pick, instead of taking kicker and defense, we'll just take a random player that we like a deep sleeper. So we'll let the auto picks do their thing. We will physically pick 4 players that we like that are like sleepers that you might be able to snag out there in those late picks.
Oh yeah, because
usually
I get my defense and kicker right around 11, 12.
I've never 13.
Right in there is when I usually get my kicker or defense. Yeah, it's got to come after
14, 15 for me.
Yeah, well for me
14,
it's like,
15. Well, I'm saying
I gotta get to round 10.
I'm saying for our draft,
I start.
I'm
folding like a lawn chair.
I'm saying for this mock draft, me and you on our 4 teams aren't drafting a kicker or a defense.
Oh, okay.
We're going to draft sole players. So when we get down to like 14, 15, we're just going to be like, oh, these are like really deep sleepers that some people can maybe take flyers on that they like.
Okay. Because we're not even playing with these teams.
It's defense and kickers. I mean, you could literally swap that out. It's just chance of the draw at that point. So
yeah,
we'll draft players for all the way down. Perfect. We'll let the auto picks do their, because they're just going to do their thing. So yeah, that'll conclude that beginning of the draft.
All right.
Hopefully it saves it. Yeah.
Saved. Yeah.
I'm ready to spend some money and gamble it away.
I hear that. Yeah, moving on to some gambling men. Must be 21 or older to gamble. Problems with gambling? Please call into the gambling helpline at 1-800-GAMBLER.
Yeah, I've been itching. Some money.
Don't rely on us.
And that's
we're not professional.
Don't rely on us, but I've been itching to throw some money away. It still sucks because I don't really like betting baseball that much. Every so often I do. It's hard to do it because the season's so long. I feel like I'd lose way too much money if I had to bet like every day on baseball.
Yeah.
But it's fun when we start this up because it's only maybe like a few weeks of baseball betting, and then we get into college football and NFL football or NFL, and then you got cards, basketball, hockey. We got a lot of stuff coming in at the end. I know you can, you can't talk.
Well, I can talk about it, but I just can't put any money on it and keep track of it.
Yes, yes. He can theoretically say, I would take this bet. This is the bet I would put on, but not put money on it.
I could say that, but I just can't physically put my own money on it, unfortunately.
Exactly. All right, so want to start, or you want me to start for your singles?
So, we've got a little change around from last season, if any of y'all tuned in from last season. So what we've got going on here is we got top five singles to take. So these are single bets that you would take. If you want to parlay them with anything, go ahead, do what you want to do. But these are probably the top five singles that we think that are this week. We still have our honorable mention in there. And then we've got still the same game parlay sitting there. And then what we would feature as a Monday night parlay, because when we do this on Mondays, hopefully it's a Monday night, football game or basketball game or baseball game that we're betting on that night. And we're just going to put a parlay on it and tell you what the best parlay to do with that game, at least to our discretion. Obviously, with it being Tuesday, it would be a Tuesday night parlay because today's Tuesday. So if we don't come live on Monday night, it's not going to be a Monday night parlay. It's going to be a Tuesday night parlay, or it's going to be Wednesday, like whatever day it is. Obviously going to a game that's happening that night. So starting off with my top five singles. Go ahead.
I was going to say, and when football season starts, we'll probably, like you probably said, like we'll increase them as the seasons go on, just because it's just going to be boring betting on three games of baseball, or five games of baseball every single week until we get the NFL. There's a lot more combinations we can put in. So more than likely, we'll have like five singles. Still do the three-game parlay, but you'll still have more options and your same-game parlay. But your singles will have more singles than a lot of these bets.
Yeah, yeah. So the singles, what I've got going is I've got the Cincinnati Reds money line. It's sitting at plus 128. I kind of like them to win that game. Chicago Cubs at plus 108. I mean, you could either take it tonight or you could take it tomorrow against the Blue Jays. I feel like tomorrow's their better bet with the pitcher. I forgot who the pitcher already was. But
tonight is Berrios.
Yeah. And then I've got the Rockies for tomorrow. Take the Rockies tomorrow, plus 162. And then I know the Braves are in a slump, but with them playing the Mets, I believe that they will take at least one of the three games. So bet on the Braves. I don't have a money line for that yet, but I would believe with that three-game series, just, watch the pitchers and pick the right game is all I got to say there. And then the Athletics.
It's literally what I did for one of mine. One of my same-game parlay is that game.
And then the Athletics. The Athletics are a good single to take. Like, they're plus 104 tonight, so I like that. And then my honorable mention, Ben Griffin to win the BMW Championship, sitting at plus 3,500.
Dang, that's a big one.
That's a big one.
I'm just throwing money blindly at the roulette table here.
You see this hat I was wearing? Like, I was behind that dude for 18 holes, and I got to see that guy just crank him. He did not play with a driver the whole first round. Guess what he shot?
I did. I saw that.
5 under.
He actually had a really good
without
round
a driver.
Without using a driver once. Yeah, that's crazy. Without using a driver. He's just starting to sound like how I play golf. It's like, I can't even hit a driver. So I'm just going to use these now.
Yeah, I am Iron Man.
All right, well. All right, so my singles, quick and easy. Like you, I had the Blue Jays money line. I chose tonight's game with Jose Berrios for the money line. It's at minus 130 now. It was minus 120 when I initially wrote it down. I like the Jose Berrios matchup against the Cubs more than tomorrow night's game with Kevin Guzman facing Charlie Horton. Horton's a pretty good pitcher. He's having a good year. So I like tonight for Berrios because I think they just lost yesterday too. So I feel like this is a – hold on. Let me double check myself. No, this is the first game of the series. So in Toronto, if you look at their stats, Toronto's insane at home this year. I think they have the best home record in all of baseball. So
yeah,
I like that one. That's a pretty safe pick for it. I mean, baseball's never safe. You never know, but no. I do like that one. A little bit riskier. My other singles, I have the Pirates under tonight solely because they have two aces pitching. You have Freddy Peralta for the Brewers. He's 13-5 with a 3.03 ERA. So that's pretty good. Pirates can't hit for crap. So he's probably going to have maybe no more than three runs. Then you got Paul Skenes pitching for Pittsburgh, who's, I mean, arguably the best pitcher in baseball right now. So
yep.
He's 7-8 because his team is terrible, but he has a 1.94 ERA, which is crazy. So just that, if that just is true right there, that's five runs, maybe through seven innings. So we'll see how the bullpens, as long as the bullpens don't ruin it. I like 6.5 under on that one. Let me click on it to give you the, what is the money for it? So under 6.5 is -110. -110 for the under. So not bad. Easy to add on for a singles bet.
Not at all.
And then I kind of did it twice, but I have the Braves under of 8.5 tonight against the Mets. They're facing Clay Holmes. He's got about a 3.5 ERA. He's either good or he's not. So if it's one of those bad games, it could be an easy. Well, it's not an easy. That'd be not a good for me, but. But I also have Strider pitching for the Braves, who's a stud coming back from his injuries, but he's awesome. I love Spencer Strider, so he's had a decent year. His ERA is a little higher, but he's a big strikeout guy, and I feel like he could have a really good game against the Mets. So I'm smashing the under 8.5, and that's sitting around -125.
Okay, I like that.
Honorable mention if you just want kind of like a easy pick-ish.
Yeah.
I'd go with the Dodgers just straight money line tonight against the Angels. They lost the Angels last night. I don't think they're losing tonight. And that's at -185. So you don't get crazy good odds, but it's still in the 100s. So I would take the Dodgers money line tonight from Oliver mentioned if you just need a game to throw in there.
I like that. That's I really like how that sounds, honestly. That itself is just sounds like easy money. Really?
Yeah, it sounds like, and then you just lose the first game. Like, oh crap, yeah, man! Like, I just went for three,
right on the first freaking leg.
So we'll just do it in combination. So you did your singles first. I'll do my parlay first.
Yeah.
So
go ahead.
My parlay for this one, I have the Yankees money line tonight against the Twins. Yeah, Twins. They won last night, which. Like we talked about earlier, I feel like they have to keep winning. They need almost a sweep out of this series. Yeah. They've got their second best pitcher pitching. They have Carlos Rodon pitching tonight. So, and if you want to get froggy with it, I would throw a. If you're feeling a home run, finally, I think Judge is about to hit a home run tonight. This is the night for him to hit a home run. He's been on a little bit of a cold streak of home runs, which is weird to say, since he hasn't hit a home run since he's come back, I believe, from his injury. So I think this is a night where he could hit a home run. But they're sitting at like -215, so it's not crazy good odds, but it's a good to stack with a parlay.
Yep.
I have that one. I have, like we talked about in the first one, I have the Blue Jays money line added to this one, the -120. And then on my third one on this is the Giants money line tonight. I have Giants beating the Padres. The Giants lost last night 4-1 to the Padres, so I feel like it's a good chance for them to come back and win at home. It's at home. I feel like they're not going to win or lose twice in a row. They're facing Nestor Cortez, who has a 7-ish ERA. And the Giants have their best pitcher, Robbie Ray, pitching, who has a 2.85 ERA. So I kind of like that -120 for the money line there. So with the Giants money line, Toronto money line, Yankees money line, I'm sitting at about +395, +400.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right.
So it's a $10 bet, gets you $40. I mean, obviously, if you're on any apps, they're going to have some kind of promo where you can get a 20% for whatever parlay. So you could probably boost that up to like four, you could probably boost that closer to 450. So you're looking at about a $10 bet to make 45.
I like that. I really like the sound
always,
of that.
And I always, as I always do this in our freaking podcast, and I now have to go make a home run bet.
I now
can't say it and not do it because I'm gonna feel like an idiot if I don't.
Yeah.
I literally said it and I will speak it into existence. And if I don't bet on it, we might have a live bet here.
Live bets.
But we'll let Alex do his parlays first.
I mean, yeah, I've got so. They're both kind of same game parlay, but so my same game parlay, I'm taking that Tigers game against the White Sox, right? And then for my Monday night parlay, I'm taking the Pittsburgh game, right? So for the same game parlay, I've got the Tigers money line. It was sitting at -186 when I took it. Kerry Carpenter to get a hit at -215. And then Riley Green to get two bases, sitting at +120. It gave me +270, $10 paid out, 37. So not a big risk there, but once I get into my Monday night parlay, because this is why I want to title it the Monday night parlay, because I want it to be the bigger chunk of change, if you will. So Skeens to get 8 strikeouts, sitting at +140. Yelich to get 2 bases at +160, and then taking the Pirates money line at +112, making a total of +1400. $10 pays out 150.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah,
that's good.
So those are my two separate parlays that I've got going.
Okay. See, we're not, and it's not too crazy. I know we always here. I'll throw a fun one in for you, because I do this every year.
Yeah.
I make a, like, I do like a futures parlay every year. Yeah. So, and I always do them. Just, I like to have at least a futures on my bet slip at all times. So I'll give you a couple that I did while we were on our summer break.
Okay.
So my first one was a 7 pick parlay, and it was basically just picking division winners for fun.
Okay.
Yep. I chose the controversial Chargers to take their division over the Chiefs.
Okay.
I took Detroit to take the North. Bills to take their division. I took the Bengals to outlast the Ravens and take that division.
Okay.
I took Houston to win their division. I took the 49ers to take their division. I took Tampa to take the division. So 7 picks for a $5 bet to win $3,200.
Oh, wow. All right. Yeah, I like that.
And then I did a 4 pick parlay. Clemson to win the ACC championship.
Okay.
Penn State to win the Big Ten championship.
Okay.
Texas to win your SEC championship. Texas. And then Utah to win the Big 12. So that 4 pick to win their conference Utah. Championships. $10
wow.
to.
Okay.
Yep. $10 to win $1,800.
Okay.
And then I love to do this one because DraftKings, not a sponsor of DraftKings, but they just allow you to do this. It's one of the few that do. You can bet on, like, to make the college football playoffs, and you can parlay them together. Not all of them do it, and it's kind of annoying.
Yeah.
But DraftKings does allow you to do it, so I always do that one. I missed about one game last year. I was kind of mad. Mm-hmm. This year I did an 8 pick out of the 12. I didn't do all 12. I did 8. I did Penn State, Oregon, Ohio State, Texas, Georgia, Notre Dame, Clemson, Alabama. Nothing crazy, but I did a $20 bet to win $300 on that one.
All right.
So those are my fun ones.
Yeah, that sounds like a lot of fun. I mean, yeah, I love how that one where you got all the divisions picked. Like that sounds
division ones are fun. I never hit them, but It's $5. Well, I mean, who cares? Yeah. Like, yeah, it's $5. I could win
$2,000. Yeah, and turn it
to win like, $2,000.
Yeah, that's definitely something to.
So it's always fun. They're fun to do, and it makes you like into these other teams for the whole season. It's like, oh, now I'm a Chargers fan.
Yeah.
Now I'm a Bengals fan. Now I'm this kind of fan. So it's fun with the NFL. Do you want to do your same game parlay first?
I already did that. I already did my same game and Monday night, bud. So all I've got left is my don't bet on it. That's all I've got left is my don't bet on it.
I don't even do. I'll have to look up my don't bet on here. So let me do my same game parlay and then let you do your. So my same game parlay was with the Braves and Mets tonight. So tonight only, I did Braves money line at a +115. I think they're gonna win. Like I said earlier, I like the under, so I'm taking the Braves under of 8.5 at -120. And I'm taking Spencer Strider with at least 6 strikeouts for tonight at -225 to give me, again, it's about +385 with a boost. You could probably get up to like +450, 420, somewhere in there.
Okay.
So I got about +420. So about the same as my other same game, or my other parlay.
Nice. Yeah, I like that.
All right, what's your don't bet on it while
so
I look on my don't
bet? My don't bet on it is don't bet on the Red Sox against the Houston Astros. Like, I don't think they're – like, they've been a little sloppy lately. The Houston – they're on the road in Houston, so don't bet on the Red Sox to – no not money bet. Line, no run lines.
It's hard. It's hard. Those are hard. Yeah, those are hard to bet on.
Yeah, so.
Let's see. Oh, I got one for you here. So the one I would like, I actually almost wanted to, but then I thought to myself, I don't like this one. It's kind of hard to bet on the Phillies and Reds series. I don't like to bet on that one. That's tough. Since he's been really hot this year, so they've been a good team, and the Phillies are top in their division. So those are two really good teams. And it's at Cincy, which makes it harder. I feel like if it was at Philadelphia, I could take Philly on a money line if it was like their ace pitching, but.
Yeah.
It's tough when you're playing on the road and a team that can hit.
Oh, speaking of Philly's ace, sorry, like just going back to this. It's crazy that the Philadelphia Phillies ace is within the top five of every category, along with Tarik Skubal with Detroit. And they were facing off against each other, and it was not to be found on any big network. Like you had to be either in the city of Detroit or within Detroit's, you know, TV realm to be able to watch this on TV, or Philadelphia's TV realm to watch it on TV. Like, it was not on ESPN. It was not on Fox. Like, that is crazy that you had two.
Are you talking about Christopher Sanchez for the Phillies?
Yeah. It was Sanchez and Skubal. Against both Skubal. Pitching. Yeah. Like, they were both pitching the same game. And this was not even, like, it was nowhere to be found on national TV. Crazy.
It'd be cool if they had a sweet Paul Skeens and Skubal matchup.
Yeah, they will definitely put that on TV. But it got me into maybe the MLB needs to start thinking how the NFL does. Is like you have like one or two games here and there that are, you know, like swing games or flex games, you know, where it's like, okay, this game, like, especially for the second half, like, you could definitely flex some games in the second half of the, you know, and you're just like, all right, these two guys are like your two top aces. We're going to get this on national TV. We're going to have y'all not play until like this time. That way we can actually get you on TV kind of thing. Like it makes
sense. Yeah.
Yeah. I think in my mind, MLB should have done it that way. Cause the game was like right in the middle of the day, but it was on a Saturday still, which is, I don't know what the heck you have on the air to not, you know, put a really big MLB TV,
especially
in the middle of a Saturday. Summer. Yeah. So like it was just
it don't really make sense on that one.
Because I had to listen to it on the radio because I was looking for it everywhere on TV. I'm like, how's this not on TV?
They fumbled the bag on that one.
So that was just my thing. Like, thank you for reminding me of like that little tidbit at the end.
Little skidbit, yeah, little tidbit at the end.
All right.
All right, now we're all gambled out.
All gambled out and homeward bound.
We are homeward bound. Here we go. So, not much to talk about on Homeward Bound today.
Not much to talk about. We're just going to let the song play.
Not much to talk about. We'll just let the song play a little bit. We'll just enjoy it.
This is a new song we brought in for Homeward Bound.
Yeah, Homeward Bound, just listen and enjoy it. Get some blues.
Get the Blues Brothers in here.
Packers, Lions, Carolina. I mean, it's hard to really talk about Homeward Bound with the football teams because they're just starting the preseason.
The only thing I've got to talk about for the Lions is all prayers out to Maurice. I mean, terrible what happened to him at the end of the game against the Falcons. I'm glad the guys, they decided to all stand around for the last 12 minutes or so of the game and just, you know, say a prayer.
Killed the game out. Yep.
They just killed the game out. They didn't really keep playing. And it seems like he's fine. He's kind of back at summer camp, but he's not really taking any reps at all. He's standing around just, you know, watching everybody. He's kind of on crutches, obviously. So he's kind of good.
Prayers out to him. That was tough to watch. You're right. That was tough to watch.
So that's the only thing I've got for that portion, really. Because obviously I haven't been paying attention
to Packers, Carolina.
Much of the training camp other than that. Like, that was, like, just the biggest news just to kind of cover there for me.
It's preseason. You know, there's not really much going on, so.
Yeah. And then obviously
nothing crazy in the
college with Wolverine Speaks and Wolfpack is, like, nothing really much to talk about until we actually get the season going.
The only thing that we missed for Michigan and kind of NC State, they had a huge offseason in basketball, which was awesome. Michigan, like in basketball, finishes like the number two team in total recruiting because of their pools with the transfers. They have Elliot Cadeau, Maurice Johnson, Ade Amara, and the big guy, Yaxel Lindberg.
Yeah.
They loaded up, and now they're going to be preseason ranked. They're way too early, is going to be in the top five for the season to start, which is crazy for a Michigan basketball team. So it was a huge transfer season for them, a huge offseason for Michigan basketball, and I'm excited to watch that. But then other than that, it's just like it's time for football. We're ready to watch Bryce Underwood. We're ready to see a rebounding Michigan offense. We'll see how it goes. NC State was kind of the same boat. NC State had a pretty good with Will Wade coming in to coach. They had some good transfer pools. I think they'll have a bounce back basketball season. So, and then, we talked about Tigers Yankees. It's kind of
We've already covered this portion of it where the Tigers kind of had a little bit of a slump out of the halftime
All-Star break.
All-Star break, and they've kind of turned it around, thankfully, and they're still at the top of the AL Central, but they've only got a six and a half game lead, and they definitely need to get hot, need to get a few more wins, get a little bit more of a comfortable lead, because not the greatest thing, but they can do it. I feel like they can pull it off.
Yep, just get hot and let the rest take over. So there's not really much left to talk about Tigers Yankees. I don't think we're missing out on that. Red Wings, it was another off-season, in my opinion. I do like I like the additions. There's nothing to go nuts Gibson. About. I mean, I like John Gibson.
I like it, but I can't really go crazy over it, honestly.
I'm not going crazy over getting John Gibson. Yeah, he's an older goaltender still. He's still good. But it's just they're still just buying time for their young guys to get up. I think they should have a better team next year because a lot of their young guys are superstars that are in Sweden and the Grand Rapids. They're going to be called up for this year. So that's Sandy and Pelika will be up. Nate Danielson will be up. There's a couple other guys that should be up. So they should be good depending on how good these young guys can catch on to the game quickly. So and they got a few good helping pieces. I really wish they went after a little bit of a veteran strong defenseman, like a good puck handler for a defenseman. I would have loved that, but it wasn't like anything crazy, like we said. We re-signed Patrick Kane, was like the biggest.
Oh, no. Kyle, right before we go away, wow. Dang it. Hate to see it. Well, he must be recording on his end. We'll see. Hopefully we can get him back, but I don't know what's going on his end. Or I might be just talking over him. Well, at least I'll cover my half of things other than the Red Wings and the Canes and the Pistons is the Wrexham. Wrexham. Oh, here we go. He's back. Is he back?
There Can you he hear
is.
Me?
There he is. I was like, no, Kyle, right before.
Yeah. It literally couldn't wait for like 10 more seconds when I'm like literally done talking.
I was like, oh no.
I was literally just saying, it's like the only exciting thing was Patrick Kane.
Yeah.
Good for the power play.
Yep.
That's about it. But other than that, meh.
Meh. Yeah, I've got nothing for that part of the segment. Obviously gonna skip over the Pistons as well. But Wrexham, they just advanced in the Carabao Cup. They literally just played. The game just ended 3-3 tie, 5-4 in penalty kicks, I think. Or yeah, 5-4. But they haven't started off the 5-3 in penalties. They haven't started off their championship season very well, 0-1 already. But you know, it's just the beginning of the season. They're just gonna be underestimated, and I think they could do it. I don't know. We'll see.
They could do it. They've had a good year so far. Or I mean, they've come very far from when they first started.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Rob and Ryan have done a really great job with them, and apparently they've got another team here in Mexico that's going to be a new series on FX, and that'll be interesting to see how that kind of goes if they have actually two teams. I don't know what their ownership is or what it's going to be like with that, but I'll have to tune into all that, you know, hoopla of that docuseries of seeing how their technically ownership goes with that. So
the soccer team El Pollo Locos.
No, it's Navicas. I can't remember what the it's a weird, it starts with the N.
We'll just go with El Pollo Locos.
El Pollo Locos. No, Kyle.
El Pollo Loco.
What is this? What is this freaking team's name? Because I literally don't even know off the top of my head. Like, I can see it. I don't know how to pronounce it. Like, in my head, I literally have to look it up just to figure out. It's not the Spanish league. It's, yeah, I'm not going to find it. I'm not going to find this team. Yeah. Anyways, that wraps up this episode of This and That Podcasting Podcast. Next week, we will look back on how we kind of did on our top five.
Somewhat. You know,
pick games and somewhat, you know.
We already got, I'm already 1-0 to start. So we're
already 1-0. And then, we're going to do the rest of our NFL mock fantasy drafts, you know, rounds, 5 through 10, we said. And then,
five through 10.
We'll see how we did in our gambling men and then bring it on home yet again next week. So for next week, I'm Alex Bauer.
And I'm Kyle Dobus.
You can find us on YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts. Make sure you like, subscribe, all that fun stuff, and have a good rest of your day.
We'll see you next week.